Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to put the game against the Colts behind us and look forward to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with that, we turn our attention to our very own John Harris and this week's BMW Telestrator.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator, everybody, presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harris, and we're getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, we're going back to where I actually used to be a coach, not for the Jaguars, but just on the other side of the river. So, homecoming hopefully ends up being as sweet as it was last year with the Texans victory. We're going to look at the Jaguars offense against the Colts and how they take advantage of a little rub route. Well, if you play defense, it's a pick route. But on offense, it's called a rub route. It's going to happen right here in the middle of the field using the tight end right here going up the field, Mercedes Lewis, and the inside receiver is going to draft off him, use the ref, and be wide open coming across right there. Man coverage from the Colts with the safety free, and you can see how this all comes to fruition here from the all-22 shot. Bortles will take the snap. He gets the little pick or rub, hits the right receiver going across the middle, Allen Hurns, and boom, that turns into a big catch. Now, let's take a look at the end zone view. You don't see the receivers right away, but coming from this far side, you'll see Mercedes Lewis dart here. He gets the man coverage on a linebacker. They clear out. Then Hurns is going to come across right here wide open. You'll see Bortles does a great thing here. As he goes to throw the football, watch him. He's going to throw it, and then look, he hesitates, and then boom, he finds an open window and hits Hurns. That's pretty impressive for a second-year guy changing his throwing slot to find a guy open across the middle. He wants to throw, pulls it back, and then boom, hits that open window and finds Allen Hurns. But this is a great play concept to get the wide receiver open on man coverage, something I know the Jags are going to try and do against the Houston Texans. They definitely got to be ready for this man rub concept when they go man free against the Jaguars.
That's going to do it for this week's show. The Houston Texans now with about a 10-day break to prepare for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we will be with you every step of the way. See you next week, everyone.